getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And welcome one and all, here we go again. Another edition of Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old time oldie show. It's brought to my attention that I never introduce myself. It's Tim Zumpa Hour. Isn't it self-explanatory? That's Tim Edwards anyway, so there you go. Once every 7 years, I'm going to introduce myself. Why not? Greetings and welcome to another hour of great old-time music here on the Old Oompa Hour. Did I ever tell you, I'm sure I did 100 years ago, why this show is called the Oompa Hour? Because it's not obviously strictly German music. In fact, it's probably, what, 20-30% German or Bavarian style? So the Oompa Hour seems like a misnomer. Is that even a word? Let me think back. How old am I? I don't know, like 45 years ago, I worked at a radio station in Williston, North Dakota. And in the evenings on that show, every day, the guy who was the regular disc jockey did a thing called Phil's Oompa Hour. And it was a country music station, but every evening, I want to say like at 7 or 8 o'clock, they did polkas for an hour, and it was Phil's Oompa Hour. And this was 45 years ago, and apparently like 20 years before that, there was a guy named Phil that did a polka show. And even after Phil passed away, Andy, who was the DJ, kept doing the show. And I always thought, you know, someday if I ever do my own polka show, I'm going to honor Phil Zumpa Hour, and I'm going to call it Tim Zumpa Hour. So that is why the show is called that. Not that it matters. But anyway, if you remember last week, I had a bunch of records that I got out of storage that I lost, that I found them again. And I played a bunch of them last week, and we're going to play a bunch of them this week, which means we're going to hear a couple of artists this week that we heard last week, even though they're different records. Because there were, like, you know, several Don Peachy records in the stack. There were several records by the Checklights in the stack. And so they need to get played and gradually work their way into the regular record files. So we're going to start out with a Don Peachy song that I think is very appropriate for kicking off a show. It's Hello, Everybody!
Just clap your hands and we'll play you one more. Hello everybody, it's great to see you all. We're gonna have a lot of fun, we're gonna have a ball. Trumpets blowing loud, the bass and drums are booming out, but look at what a crowd. Hello everybody, put on your dancing shoes. Swing and sway across the floor and chase away the blues. We'll play you a shoddish and then a waltz or two. The good old-fashioned polka style and some new ones too. Thank you.
you have it done, Peachy Band there, and hello, everybody, here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Good song for starting the show, don't you think? Yeah, why not? I always like Don Peachy's band. I like the sound. I like the way the records sound, and I enjoy them. So there. Hope you do, too, because you're going to have to put up with me playing them every now and then. Now I have another record by the Check Lights here, which is a great name for a band. It's almost as good as, like, the Polecats, which I can't find any of their records. I know I had some. I remember playing them on the Polka Show a million years ago, that I did have records by the Polecats. I can't find any. I might have worn them out there. As I recall, they were pretty darn beat up. But anyway, so I think the Check Lights is just as cool of a name. But anyway, I have a Check Lights album here. They're doing one of my favorite all-time old country songs. And maybe some of you don't think it's that old, but I always enjoyed, I love Hank Thompson. And Hank Thompson had, he had a bunch of good songs. But I've always liked Squaws Along the Yukon. And I know that in modern times, that is not considered politically correct. But, you know, I am not always considered politically correct either. But I do know that if you walk up to a woman and say, Ooga Ooga Mooshka, she does not think it means I love you. It means I need a tissue, I think, is what it means. Anyway, here are the Check Lights doing the old-time style version of Hank Thompson's song, Squaws Along the Yukon.
One, two.
Along the Yukon far away, where the northern lights that shine, she rubs her nose to mine, and a smile that you can see a mile away. Ooga ooga mooshka, which means that I love you. If you will be my baby, I'd ooga ooga mooshka you. I'll take her hand in mine and set her on my knee. The squaws along the Yukon are good enough for me. She makes her underwear from the hide of a grizzly bear. She bangs in ice cold water every day. Her skin I love to touch, but I can't touch it much, because the fur lined parka's in the way. Ooga ooga mooshka, which means that I love you. If you'll be my baby, I'd ooga mooshka you. I'll take her hand in mine and set her on my knee. The squaws along the Yukon are good enough for me. That you can see a mile away. Ooga ooga mooshka, which means that I love you. If you will be my baby, I'd ooga ooga mooshka you. I'll take your hand in mine and set her on my knee. The squaws along the Yukon are good enough for me. The squaws along the Yukon are good enough for me.
You go, the Check Lights there, Squaws Along the Yukon here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Gosh, it's just fun playing some of these records. I haven't heard these for so long. They were lost in storage for decades. Man, oh man. Now, I have Eddie Blazonczyk's Versatones up again. Played them last week, too. That's the, you know, this record that we just played had a little skip at the beginning. Did you notice that? You're never supposed to point that out when that happens on the air. That's unprofessional, and most people wouldn't have noticed. But I'm glad that I remembered that, because I need to set that record aside and see if it's got a little booger on it, or if there's a scratch in it, or what the deal is. Because I don't want it to skip next time I play it. We better put that over here. Hang on. It's also unprofessional to move away from the microphone when you're talking. We're going to put that over here for later careful analysis. Eddie Blazonczyk's Versatones are over here on turntable number two. This is one I haven't heard in a long time. Did you have to bring that up?
You just walked right up to me here at the table. Said you found somebody else that you loved so. I won't try to stop you, darling, I'm not able. But let me ask you just one thing before you go. Did you have to bring that up while I was eating? Just to tell me that you're leaving, honey bunch. Did you have to bring that up while I was eating? Now you've gone and spoiled my appetite for lunch. Seems to me you ain't got no consideration. Seems to me you're always thinking of yourself. You sure pick peculiar times for conversation, just to tell me that you love somebody else. Did you have to bring that up while I was eating? Just to tell me that you're leaving, honey bunch. Did you have to bring that up while I was eating? Now you've gone and spoiled my appetite for lunch.
Yeah, I don't know why that record cracks me up so much. It's like, hey, I was eating. Nothing worse than interrupting donut time is what I always say. Eddie Blazonczyk's Versatones, and did you have to bring that up? I was laughing so hard. I don't know. Is it funny? Is the record funny, or is it sad she's breaking up with him? I don't think he cares. I think he's hungry. I don't know. But now I've got the hiccups, so I'm not going to talk very long. Oh, man. I'm loving playing all these records that I haven't heard for so long. We're going to play more off of that one in the coming weeks, that's for sure. All right, what are we doing here? Let's talk about the World of Accordions Museum, shall we? Why shouldn't we? Because you want to check them out online, if nothing else. I mean, you still got a couple of months of good weather before it all freezes up here and we're all up to our patooties in snow. But World of Accordions Museum is a pretty amazing place, and you can check them out online at worldofaccordions.org. They've got, you know, 1,400 accordions piled up over there. They're all neatly displayed. They're not piled up. And they have all sorts of related memorabilia and displays and educational stuff and paperwork and historical data. Man, if you are researching the people, the musicians, the instruments, the history, Man, that is a place to start, is at the World of Accordions Museum. And don't forget about their accordion technician and repair school, too. Where else are you going to learn that, man? They have a college for that. You got to go to a special place. Check them out online, all right? worldofaccordions.org is where they're at. There's another record now that I played these cats last week. But, yeah, I'm working the records into the file here. So we'll have a few repeat groups, but no repeat songs for a long, long time. Chuck Thiel and the Jolly Ramblers. Here's the I Am Yours polka. All right, there you have it. Chuck Thiel and the Jolly Ramblers, I Am Yours Polka. And you heard a little kid singing on there, all right? That was Chuck's son, Jason, who when they made that record was 8 years old. And if I've done my math correctly, he's 39 now. So I imagine his voice is a little deeper. But anyway, that was fun right here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Is it too early in the show for a waltz? I say not. Why not? We always try to get at least one waltz in there. Sometimes if I sneak one in early, then we get two, but we'll see. But I pulled out this Bernie Roberts 45 on Decca Records. Ooh, big time contract. And and of course, it's got a polka on one side and a waltz on the other side. And I know that I have a tendency to always ignore the waltzes and play the polka side of these records. I know I do. And I was getting ready to play the polka side, and I was like, but the Oklahoma Waltz is on the other side, and that's a great song. So we're waltzing a little bit early in this week's show, but that's the way it goes. Bernie Roberts and the orchestra, here's the Oklahoma Waltz. ¶¶
called Oklahoma. Two hearts were beating in tune. Love faded away with the dawning and left me here all alone. Left me to pine for my darling who once was my own. Moon sailing on high, please shine down with your light.
There you go, Bernie Roberts in the orchestra. There's the Oklahoma Waltz Dancers. That's back to polka time now. Oh, my goodness. I'm having a wild day. I had to get up extra early because at the radio show job, the news director was on vacation this week. So I've been doing the morning news as well as my regular show, which means I got to get to work early. Well, I normally get up at 2:30. Really? And I get into the station about 4:30, quarter to five, something like that. And now with the news director gone, I get up at 1:30 and I got to be, if I'm not sitting in the studio ready to start producing news by 10 to 4, I'm behind all morning. So to me, it's later in the day than it is. And I've had at least a pot more coffee than I normally do by this time of the day. So I'm feeling a little zippy today. So I hope you can all keep up as we keep them going here. Let's do Lil Wally, shall we, and the Polka All-Stars Orchestra, which is odd because it's normally the Harmony Boys or the Lucky Harmony Boys or the Harmonious Harmony, I don't know. Anyway, here's the 7 Days Without You Polka.
Seven days and seven nights without you makes a week of a loneliness for me. How I try to get along without you, but it seems that you were meant for me. With me, my darling, I like the way you hold me in your arms. I just can't forget your tender kisses. I just can't forget your lovely charm. 7 days and seven nights without you, oh my darling, how I miss you so. Please come back and let us start all over. When you do, I'll never let you go.
There, Lil Wally and the Polka All-Stars Orchestra. 7 days without your polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's dangerous around here if my wife is gone for 7 days, which happens on the rare occasions. You know, she'll go visit her sister somewhere. She'll go on a cruise with her daughter or some weird thing like that. And when I'm left home for a week, weird things happen, man. Like I started this polka shell. My wife was out of town for a week, and I had been thinking about starting up a little polka shell, just an hour-long thing, which is exactly what I'm still doing. And she was gone, and I pulled out a bunch of polka records, and I went in the studio, and I did a show. And by golly, here we are, 390 shows later. It is not good when I'm left home alone for 7 hours. Weird things happen. You know, I go buy stupid things like a 53 Mercury. Look what I got while you were gone, honey. She's like, what? Bad, bad, bad. Don't even think about it. The 7 days without you thing is dangerous. All right, we have the Golden Tones over here. Oh, I guess before the Golden Tones, I was going to tell you that if you would like to make a request or a dedication, question or comment, because I think sometimes I forget to mention this, you can leave a text or a voice message at a phone number that you can dial on your phone. It's 218-259-2985. Is this a man who's had too much coffee? Yes. 218-259-2985. You can text, you can leave a voice message, whatever, or you can just slam down the phone and hang up on it. I'm easy. I'm very flexible today. Or you can email oompahour@aol.com. And that's oompahour, all one word smushed together, small letters, oompahour@aol.com. Or you can always Facebook, too, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. If you got a request or dedication or whatever, except plan ahead. Like if it's your 50th anniversary next week or something, don't tell me now. Tell me like 3 weeks ago. Because if I have to find a request, if you saw the complete disorganization of the records, you would realize that it will take me a while to find a request. It could take a month. Well, no, it wouldn't take a month. It could take a month, but probably not. Couple of weeks, though. No organization. What fun is that? Here are the Golden Tones and the Take Me Baby Polka. The Golden Tones, Take Me Baby Polka, north, south, east, west, northwest, southwest, I don't care. wherever the compass leads, man, that's the way we're going to do it. All right, let's do Bob Gosden is All-Stars now, shall we? Haven't spun this one in a long time. This is called Polish Gypsy. It's one of those records you just get tired listening to it. Holy moly. Bob Gosden and the All-Stars, the Polish Gypsy, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. And I got a Roman Rezac record ready to roll here. This is Flick's Polka.
Thank you.
There you have it. Roman Rezaka and the orchestra, Flix Polka. This is Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. It's old-time because they're all old-time records, and they're all oldies because everything you hear on the show comes off a vinyl record, except occasionally we'll play a shellac record. In fact, I was going to play one this week, but I forgot it down in the basement on the shelves where all the shellac records are. And I'm on the third floor. I am not going down there to get it, man. That's just too far to go for one record. So maybe next week we'll spin a little shellac on the show, all right? In the meantime, it's Al Soika and the orchestra. Here's the Sweet Helen Polka. There, a rousing Al Soika record there. The Sweet Helen Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show as we press ahead spinning the great polka records of all time, except for the new ones. And by new, I mean anything in like the last 30, 40 years. That's ridiculous. There's a great old Six Fat Dutchman record, though. I love their records they cut for RCA. If you do one that's not an instrumental and they're singing, the vocals are so clear. Anyway, here they are. It's the Tap Room Polka.
Bartender, bartender, step on the gas and tap, tap, tap another keg of beer. Bartender, bartender, fill up my glass and do the same for everybody here. 'Cause when I drink, everybody drinks, and when I pay, everybody pays. So here's good luck 100,000 ways. Here's to you and you and you, and here's to happy days. Bartender, bartender, you rate a cheer. So tap, tap, tap another keg of beer. Drink, everybody drinks, and when I pay, everybody pays. So here's good luck 100,000 ways. Here's to you and you and you, and here's to happy days.
That's a great one. There's the Six Fat Dutchmen and the Tap Room Polka, one of like six different songs that's called the Tap Room Polka or the Bar Room Polka or something like that. Anyway, you're in tune with another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. This happens every week, whether you want it to or not. Even if you're not listening, it still happens. You just might not hear it, but it still happens. I can promise you that much. Kind of exciting. Just got a text from my daughter, and it says, she says, it says, I got the job. And I'm like, what job? You have two. How many do you want? But the rest of the story is the job she had a year and a half ago before the COVID thing started. When she when that all started, she got laid off from that job. And even then, they continued to pay her for like 2 or 3 months because, you know, nobody knew how long this whole deal was going to last when it all started. And then they found out, okay, this is going to be a while. So then they had to like lay her off, and they didn't pay her anymore. And they, well, maybe in the, because it's kind of a seasonal job. It's more work in the summer than it is in the winter. That, well, maybe next year. And then next year came around, and then they were like, well, we're not sure if we're going to fill that position again or what's going on. And she was just hoping, because it was a job she really, really enjoyed. Because that's like half the deal, man. You can get paid a lot less if you're really happy doing it. And they called her and said, you got your job back. And so I got a text. So she's all excited, and I'm excited for her. So we're all excited. So join in the fun, I guess. Let's do the Polish Kid. And I'm so glad that they started making his records and just put the Polish Kid on him. Because I can't even remember what his name is. And obviously, you know, to somebody who's not Polish, Polish names, Polish language is kind of tough. And I've learned a lot of them. Like, people are amazed when I can say Blazonczyk. They're looking at the name and they're going, what? How do you get that out of that? Or you say Szymalewski. They're like, there's no way that's what that says. But I could never figure out how to pronounce the Polish kid's name. And his first name is Don. See, that I got. And so I still always introduced him as the Polish Kid, even when his records had his name on them. And after a while, I think they just went, yep, nobody's getting this. We're just putting the Polish Kid on the record. So that's what it says. So here he is with the Happy Whistler Polka. Oh, and I got Cousin Fuzzy coming up, too. And it's one of those sneaky records that fades in on you because he's whistling in from the distance. Don't you feel that happening? Can't you see him? He's coming over that hill over there. I can see him now. He's cresting the hill. Here he comes.
Thank you.
There's the Polish Kid. That's the Happy Whistler Polka. And this is Tim Zumpa Hour. And for those of you wondering, yes, he was whistling in Polish. No, no idea. Anyway, glad you're along for this this very rowdy edition of Tim Zumpa Hour. And let's do Cousin Fuzzy and his cousins. This is we've waltzed, we've polka'd. Let's schottisch, shall we? The Twilight Schottisch. Have it, Cousin Fuzzy and his cousins, of course. That is the Twilight Schottisch here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old time oldies show. Now let's do one from the Timbers, and I don't mean timber like like a tree, like a log is, or a big 2x4 is a timber. This is timber like T-M-B-R-E-S, like, ooh, listen to the timbre of his voice. Maybe it's pronounced timbre in like France or Belgium or something. I have no idea. And I'm a little, I can't decide what to do here because I like both sides of this record. How much time do we have here? Oh, geez, not very much. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to play one side of this record, then we're going to do the commercial, and then I'm going to play the other side because I'll lose it by next week, and I like both sides. This is the Pizza Polka.
Horses flying and the roller coaster's rolling, rolling high, high, high. I can feel that crazy feeling and my heart's Virginia reeling to the happy, happy music going bye, 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 goodbye to care and sorrow when the lights are bright. Though it's back to work tomorrow, oh, what fun tonight. Here's a place to get good eats, a man who makes terrific pizza. Hey, let's buy a pizza, try a pizza pie. As we go strolling down the boulevard, on the boulevard, down the boulevard, hand in hand is grand to swing along while we sing the pizza polka. From every jukebox comes that gay refrain, holiday refrain, happy little strain. Come on and join the sweethearts on parade, sing the merry pizza polka.
Darling, please kiss me.
Hey, mister, please, please, please try my pizza pie.
Tell me you love me.
Hey, lady, you will love, love, love the pie you buy. Say you'll be mine, dear.
What's a
matter? What's the matter holding up the line?
Mine to have and hold.
Peeps is getting cold.
Here in my arms. As we go strolling down the boulevard, on the boulevard, down the boulevard. Hand in hand, it's grand to swing along while we sing the pizza polka. From every jukebox comes that gay refrain, holiday refrain, happy little strain. Come on and join the sweethearts on parade. Sing the merry pizza polka, the merry pizza polka.
Oh man, we are running out of time. I'm going to do this, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to play the other side of that record, so hang on!
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, now I like this record. I play both sides because I'm in charge here. Here are the Timbers once again. This is the Roly Poly Polka.
It's fun to see a couple who weigh 200 per. To the roly-poly polka, a kiss he gives to her. I like them bad 40 every single ounce. When the roly-poly polka, you ought to see them bounce. Oh, roly-poly, round you go, roly-poly, heel and toe. Roly-poly, round the floor, come on, let's dance some more.
Roly-poly people, sure they like to eat. The roly-poly people, they're so light on their feet. And do I love to polka, it's heaven in a world. And do I love to polka with a roly-poly girl.
Oh, roly-poly, round you go. Roly-poly, heel and toe. Roly-poly, round the floor. Come on, let's dance some more. When the roly-poly polka round and round they spin, I never cease to wonder why they don't get quite thin. But comes the intermission when the music takes a break, they eat half a dozen chops and top it off with steak. Oh, roly-poly, round you go, roly-poly, heel and toe. Roly-poly, round the floor, come on, let's dance some more. So if you're going dancing, you want to do it right. Do the roly-poly polka, do it every night. But the polka just won't be right with Marilyn or Pearl. You got a roly-poly polka with a roly-poly girl. Oh, roly-poly, round you go. Roly-poly, heel and toe. Roly-poly, round the floor. Come on, let's dance some more. Roly-poly, round you go. Roly-poly, heel and toe. Roly-poly, round the floor. Come on, let's dance some more.
There you go, the Timbers there, the Roly Poly Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, and I'm telling you what, I even had more records picked out than that. I really, really did. But then I looked at the clock, and I'm like, what do you mean the hour's over already? Holy cow. Well, I guess I know where to start in next week, so make a date, meet me back here. Same place, same time.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's new.
known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones, and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zupa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody!